This is File 9, Cycle 4. Today's date is April 23rd, 2019. This is Jean McMillan. I am interviewing Joanne Elliott. She is going to talk about being archivist for the Twin Lakes Association, working at Noble Auxiliary as president, and Friends of the Scoville Library, and anything else she wants to talk about. But we'll start with, what is your name?
I'm Joanne Elliott.
Oh, right. And how did you come to the area, Joanne?
Well, my husband and I were looking for a weekend home. We lived in the city, and we didn't particularly want to stay there. He had children that went every other weekend, and there's no place for them to stay, so we always had to take them off to a park somewhere. So we went touring around looking for a place to have a house on a lake. And, of course, houses on lakes were more expensive than houses not on lakes. So we found a house that was near a lake. Mm-hmm. And we went to the Catskills. We went to the Adirondacks, which is a little bit too far for us. We went to the Jersey Shore. And finally, happened to drive down between the lakes road on a rainy Saturday morning.
Oh.
And there were people out in canoes in the rain.
Oh, sure.
And they were having a good time.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, so, did you buy land or did you buy a house?
We bought land.
And when did you buy the land?
In 1972.
And you built?
We built in 75, yeah. In between time, Dick drew plans for a house, and we collected money for a down payment on the land and to get started on the house. We looked at a couple of places that were already built and needed a lot of fix-up, but we decided to do our own thing.
And you did, and you're still there, and it's a lovely place.
Yeah.
Is that how you got involved with the Twin Lakes Association?
Yes, yeah, because when we moved in, finally, in, October of 1978, I think it was, or 77, 78, I'm not sure, on Halloween.
Oh, lovely.
I told the staff afterwards I arrived on my broomstick, but anyway, this, I had found the job. Because one of our neighbors worked at Winston Hospital, and she said there was a job posted for the director of nursing position, and I was qualified, so I went and interviewed and got the position.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. And you stayed there a long time.
In 12 years, yeah. And I went from director of nursing to vice president of the hospital for patient care.
Vice president of?
Of Winston Memorial Hospital for patient care. In other words, I had social service, I had physical therapy, and the nursing department, which included staffing the emergency room.
Now, when you joined the Twin Lakes Association, did you automatically become archivist, or did...
No. Mrs. Firth was the president. First time we became aware of the association, she sent out letters to all the people in the area saying that, you know, spring was coming and the ice was breaking up and those people who'd been in Florida could come back now. But, we were urged to get involved because the association in addition to being family recreation, like the Twin Lakes Day, was also involved with the quality of the lake water and prevention of
weeds
and things, yeah. And weevils and all that.
When about did you become archivist? About 30 years ago?
Probably, yeah. No, it was after Dick died, so it was less than 25 years ago.
Okay.
It was when we gave up the office in the building that was the Institute of World Affairs.
And I tried to find the date of that, and I couldn't.
Oh.
I couldn't, but I'll work on it. When did Dick die?
In 1995.
Now, when you took over as archivist, where were the records?
Well, the records were in a metal file drawer, a cabinet with two drawers, and that was stored in a garage underground on the island.
And this is the Solabella Island?
The Solabella, right. Mm-hmm. There's a, I think a two-car, at least a two-car garage that's built into the hillside. And it was quite a damp place, so when I pulled out all of the books that had been kept by each president as he rotated through, they really needed airing and sunshine and a new binder and, you know, several things like that.
What were some of the records that were kept? Now, you say books that were kept by the presidents. What would be in those records?
Their correspondence and anything that had to do with the state. There was quite important material about the state-owned land at the north end of the Big Lake that they had received a promise that it would never be developed.
Oh, that you want to keep?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
And so that's in there. Plus any correspondence with DEP about the application of weed control efforts, studies to to concern water quality and also endangered species of plants that it seemed we had the only place in the state that was home to. What was this? Something very complicated in Latin.
Yes, yes, I think.
Pondweed that was very rare and only existed in very pure water.
We went through, when I was doing Carrie Fiertz, some of the endangered plants and animals that have to be protected and that sort of thing, which was fascinating. Yeah. Absolutely fascinating.
And some of that is on the website also, the things they found and where they found it.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Yeah.
And also, I don't know if it's still there, but any time we have permission to do herbicide in the lake, a map is usually posted.
And you do a herbicide in the lake, which is different from Lakeville Lake, because they still use the weed harvester.
Right, right.
So I'm learning.
Yeah. And the herbicide that we're using is only prevents use of the lake for one day.
Mm-hmm.
But before, it used to be 3 days. It was a different chemical.
Yeah. Okay. Do you enjoy being archivist?
Yeah, it's very interesting. I did a program for the membership and presented it on Twin Lakes Day in the room where they were going to have the square dances over at the club.
Oh, yes.
The Twin Lakes Club. And so a lot of people got a kick out of seeing the old pictures of the fishing camps.
Oh, sure.
And the path that always went all the way around the lake that people kept their lakefronts seeded or treed or bushed or something so that...
you could walk.
You could walk around, and that was considered almost public lands, but it wasn't. Mm-hmm.
It wasn't, but it was private property that was allowed the public to use.
Right.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to add about being archivist before we go on to another section?
Mm-hmm. Not really, except I hope there'll be some place that I'm going to be able to put the records or the collection that I have in four big plastic bins when I'm not able to do this anymore.
Start training somebody.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. All right. You retired from Winsted Hospital in
1990, yeah.
And you went to work someplace else.
Yes, I came here to Noble Horizons.
As what position?
A part-time evening supervisor. Nursing supervisor, yeah.
And how long did you stay there?
12 years. No, the 12 years was Winstead. 7 years.
Okay, so then you retired about 2000...
97.
And during that time, you joined the Friends of the Scoville Memorial Library?
Yes.
Yeah. How did you get involved in that?
Well, it was strange with a nursing background, but I was a reader. I enjoyed fiction. And so I got a library card when I retired.
Oh, God!
Before, I had just been picking up the odd book on my way to a vacation spot.
That's normal.
The only time that I had to read was on vacations. But I got interested because they were looking for members of the Friends of the Library. And I joined a meet that they had out on the lawn in front of the library and got recruited, attended a couple of meetings, told them that I would be interested in helping with the book sale.
Mm-hmm.
So after I had helped with one book sale, I think it was the president of the association, which was Judy Lind's, she lived over at Lion's Head. Lynn Scott.
I don't know the name.
Anyway, she's dead now, and so is...
Judy Lynn Scott, right.
Yeah.
Do you know either when the Friends started or who some of the early founders were?
Laurie Batchelor was one of the young mothers that was involved. I can't remember the names of
all. How about Libby Watterson?
Libby was a member, right?
I thought she sort of started it.
She started the online book sales.
Ah, okay.
Which I took over in 2005. But before that, I was asked to be secretary almost immediately.
Figures.
Because nobody wanted to write the minutes. And so I was secretary, and then I ran the book sale once a year, mm-hmm. which was an all-year project to sort books. Which
I worked on that.
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah.
It was a lot of work, but it was worthwhile. Mm-hmm. It really was worthwhile.
Yeah. But when I got to be 70 years old, it was a bit much picking up big boxes mm-hmm. of books. And so I told them to find somebody else. And at that point, I was free to join the auxiliary at Noble Horizons.
We'll get to that in a bit. So when you stopped doing the physical book sales, is that when you started with Ad Libris? The online book sales?
Ad Libris was... right after Libby died.
Okay.
Libby had it for about a year, and she became a resident of Noble Horizons and really couldn't keep up with all the trekking back and forth. So I did a lot of mailing for her and got to know the program. And when she knew she wouldn't be able to carry on very much longer, we turned the whole thing over to me. And
you sort of got trained.
My credit card
is yeah.
on record.
Okay.
And so it wasn't a big shock, you know, to take it over.
And you're still doing it?
Yes.
And didn't you say you had something like 250 books on sale?
Yeah, 225 at the moment. But at one time when we had room in the library, I had up to 500 books there.
Wow. And these book sales, both the physical book sale and what you do, is sort of a fundraiser for...
Yes, yeah.
When the Friends started, what was the purpose of raising money? What did they want to use the money for?
For little extras and to augment the collection. In other words, more DVDs, more...
they used to have music discs and that sort of thing. Huh?
They still do. They have movies and CDs.
Okay. And then you retired from Noble in 97.
Mm-hmm.
And then you joined the Noble Auxiliary.
Actually, I had to finish up with the book sale and find somebody to replace myself there with as Friends of the Library.
Now, was that not when Ann Kremer took over?
Yes.
Oh, it was. Okay. Because I worked with her. So after you offloaded the book sale, then you went to Noble.
Yeah, probably around 2002. Because I spent an extra year with Ann. I just feel I couldn't just drop her. So I
you had to train.
I was 71, actually, when I left. So it was probably 2001, 2002. Sorry, 2010, 2011, when I joined the board of the auxiliary. I had been helping out volunteering at the holiday fair for many years, but I never got involved in the board until after.
Now, what offices have you held with the auxiliary?
Vice president for two terms, and the terms were 2 years each, so that was 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And president for 4 years.
And you just retired from being president?
A year ago, October.
Okay. How many members, roughly?
Of the auxiliary?
Of the auxiliary.
On the board, there's only about 14,
mm-hmm.
but in the dues-paying membership that attend the annual meeting, there's up to about 97 right now.
Okay.
It's usually around 100 every year by the end of the year. We encourage, you know, families of residents
mm-hmm.
to join, or if they want to volunteer at any of our fundraisers, that's fine too.
And what are the dues for an ordinary member?
I think it's $15 a year, or, yeah, probably $15.
That's cheap.
Yeah.
That's cheap.
But, you know, a lot of people give more than that. It depends on, you know, there's a space to add more if you feel you are so inclined.
And the budget that you recently had was about $28,000?
Yes, yeah. And that covers all of the usual expenses that we budget for. And then if we have extra, we can buy more things mm-hmm. like patio furniture for the decks and extra books for the, well, books for the library are a budgeted item.
Yeah, I'll get to that, because I have your wonderful letters
oh.
and the budget, and I want to ask from that. Now, your fundraisers are the Festival of Trees, the Holiday Fair, the two tag sales, and proceeds from the country store.
Right.
Tell me a little bit about the Holiday Fair. When did that start?
That was maybe the first fundraiser way back,
mm.
You know, 40 years ago. And Mary Barton says she was involved in that.
Barton has been around for a
yeah,
while.
She has. It was called the Christmas Fair at the time, and that was, I don't know exactly what they sold, but...
What do you sell now?
Right, we have a jams and jellies table, and we have a knit goods table. We have a jewelry table, and then the two Christmas ornaments table, one of which is more, I don't want to say, upscale,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and the other is from donations and anything we can buy at the Christmas tree shop.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah,
yeah.
That makes sense.
And then we have a Mrs. Claus making holiday balls or a Christmas tree. She paints them. They're colored Christmas ornaments,
mm-hmm.
and she can paint them with little animals or the child's name if a grandparent wants to hang a ball on the tree.
Who does that?
Nina Mathis.
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
I knew that she read to the children because I've seen pictures.
Yeah, well,
she's a clever lady.
Yeah, she sometimes dresses up as Mrs. Claus for that table, but always for the other thing where she reads the night before Christmas.
Oh, yes, I've seen pictures of that.
And we have a greens table, but recently we haven't been able to use too many live greens because, number one, the residents can't buy them for their rooms.
Right.
Especially
fire hazard.
if they have candles, they can't, outsiders can buy centerpieces with candles. The thing is, our holiday fair the last couple of years has been held before Thanksgiving, so we don't really have the demand for Christmas ornaments back then.
Yeah, yeah.
If we hold it after the Festival of Trees, we have to have a week to set up and clean up from the holiday fair, and it makes it too close to Christmas many years.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
So we've made it a little smaller because it's condensed into that
I know what you mean. Yeah. The smaller room.
Smaller room. Mm-hmm.
And it's only a one-day affair, isn't it?
Yes. The residents have a few hours the day before to do their shopping if they want.
Oh, they get first cut?
Yes.
Ooh. Wonderful.
Yeah. Oh. Well, a lot of them, buy little things, little presents for their grandchildren or things to decorate their rooms, hang on their doors,
Yeah, I was a resident for a little bit in the rehab center, and one of the things I had to do was walk. So I walked through the halls to see how they had decorated their doors, and it was really fascinating, really fascinating.
Yeah.
Now, from your budget that you did, I want to ask you about the Audrey Whitbeck Fund.
Okay.
I know who Audrey Whitbeck was, but why was there a fund named for her?
When she died, we set up, it was like a memorial fund, but ongoing, that we could support arts and crafts programs for the residents.
Was she particularly interested in that field?
Yeah, she enjoyed, just for an example, for the holiday fair, she made us all these little name tags where Christmas trees out of felt, and she just pasted our name on, so that we could be known to the shoppers as the person who worked there.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And that's about $5,000.
Yeah, well, it's expensive to, but sometimes we have outsiders come in.
Mm-hmm.
And
do classes?
Or? Yeah, classes in painting. Mm-hmm. We had a live chicken come in once. It's of the artist's model. And everybody drew the chicken and painted it.
Okay.
And this chicken had evidently posed before because she was really good.
Oh, my. Did she have all of her feathers on?
Oh, yes.
Oh, Lord. And then you have an employee scholarship fund. Now, what's that one?
That is a noble fund. It's really not our fund, but we contribute $2,000 a year to it.
Ah.
Yeah.
And is that for education?
Yeah, any employee who is studying a health profession can apply for a scholarship.
Okay. And some of the other things, like you did a chapel renovation.
Yes, that was quite extensive. Evidently, the room had become a little bit too small for the number of chairs and the width of the chairs, so they bought chairs that could be arranged differently and took up less space,
mm-hmm.
and left space for wheelchairs,
right.
which was a big thing. A lot of people arrived in wheelchairs and needed to stay in wheelchairs in the chapel.
And you do pet therapy?
Well, that's pays the vet bills for our pets.
How many pets do you have?
I'm not sure how many they have now. When I worked there, there were two cats and a dog and a bunch of fish. And sometimes birds in an aviary mm-hmm. near the chapel entrance there. They had an aviary with finches in it.
And the things that I like particularly is the Christmas gifts for all the residents. Mm-hmm. I think that's wonderful. And flowers. I love that.
Yeah. The flowers usually arrive in the first of the week from the altars mm-hmm. in town. Mm-hmm. And the residents have a little club that rearrange them.
Oh, they do it themselves.
Yeah, well, it's an activity. You know, for the recreation department. They sort the flowers and put them in little vases.
Oh, I had no idea. I thought it was done professionally.
No.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really nice. That's really nice. And this is the library with the DVDs and the computer and that sort of thing. What is the excursion fund?
Okay, that pays for people to go out to lunch or to a movie if they wanted to as a group. We take the van, and the people who are ambulatory can do that.
And is this just for the residents, or can the cottagers?
Yeah, the cottagers do, yeah. Mostly cottagers, because
they're more ambulatory than okay. Alrighty. Oh, and the lobster dinners. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love the lobster dinners.
Just one a year. And the cottagers do have to pay for theirs if they want to come, but you know, it's not that much. I don't know how much they charge them, but it's...
I had a friend that was a resident, and she would invite me for the... Oh, that was wonderful.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah.
Is there something else that you'd like to add before we close?
Oh, dear.
We've covered a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that probably covers it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're
has been wonderful.
Welcome.